The psalmist writes, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word, I hope. You know, living in a microwave world, most of us want things done right now. And we've been accustomed to it. We expect instant food, movies on demand, quick text messages. And maybe that adds to our impatience when we need to wait on the Lord. Jeroboam was an effective leader who was the first king of the 10 tribes of Judah. And while standing by the altar to make a sacrifice to God, the Bible tells us that God sent a man to him to prophesy about what was to come in the future. He spoke of a son named Josiah that would be born to the house of David. He also prophesied that Josiah would destroy the pagan priests who were making sacrifices on the altar. You're going to find that in 1 Kings chapter 13. Listen, 300 years later, the prophecy was fulfilled in every detail when Josiah killed the pagan priest at their own altars. You'll find that story in 2 Kings chapter 23. Did you catch that? 300 years later, it came to pass. And we think it's a challenge waiting for a day or a week or a month or a year for answers to all our prayers and petitions. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. But you must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. What do we do in the meantime? We stand firm in the word of the Lord, and we pray and believe in his promises. Jesus told us himself that the scriptures cannot be broken. John chapter 10, verse 35. This is a clear statement of the truth of the Bible. If we accept Christ as Lord, we must accept his testimony to the Bible as God's word. So if ever in doubt, anxious, discouraged, get into the word of God. His promises made to you are true. We may not see all the biblical prophecies while walking on this earth, but make no mistake, we will surely see them in heaven. So never lose hope and wait, beloved, on the Lord. My soul waits. Amen.